92.7 FM WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Two of Wisconsin's biggest providers of gender-affirming care have stopped treatments for minors because of changes from the Trump administration. Last month, the Federal Department of Health and Human Services announced plans to block Medicaid and Medicare reimbursement to hospitals that offer gender-affirming treatments to kids. Pretty much all hospitals participate in Medicaid and Medicare, and a big chunk of their income comes from those programs via reimbursement. Without that money, some hospitals could be at risk of closing. Now, UW Health and Children's Wisconsin have stopped providing hormone and puberty-blocking treatments. Staff from UW Health say, quote, "We recognize the uncertainty faced by our impacted patients and families seeking this gender-affirming care and will continue to support their health and well-being," end quote. And a spokesperson for Children's Wisconsin told WPR they can't offer this care anymore because of, quote, "escalating legal and federal regulatory risk," end quote. These treatments are very rarely used, but advocates say when they are used, they save lives. Analysis by Reuters and Komodo Health shows only about 0.01% of the insured population gets gender-affirming care during childhood. Data published by the National Institutes of Health shows 82% of trans people have considered suicide and 40% have attempted it, making them more vulnerable to ending their lives. The Beltline is a part of everyday life for so many people here in Dane County, and now you have more time to weigh in on potential changes. The Department of Transportation is working on plans to update traffic patterns on the Beltline, and we're not talking about small projects here. We're talking about big-picture changes years from now. They're planning for the 20-mile stretch of the Beltline between Middleton and Cottage Grove. Some of their ideas include removing some traffic lights on Verona Road, which could ease congestion on the Beltline there. Staff from the Department of Transportation told the State Journal they've already gotten more comments than they usually would on proposals like this. Makes sense when so many people use the Beltline every day. And they want to give everybody time to weigh in. The public feedback period was supposed to end tomorrow, but now they've extended it, so you have until the end of the month to share your thoughts. We have a link to the feedback form on WMDXradio.com. Meanwhile, gas prices have risen more than 11 cents per gallon over the last week. Melissa Kay has our weekly check of prices at the pump.
The average across the state landing at $2.51 on Monday. This is 2.6 cents per gallon lower than a month ago and over 28 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. The national average saw little change over the last week, though Wisconsin was one of several price cycling states that experienced a notable jump. Officials at Gas Buddy say the good news is that after prices rise in these markets, they'll often fall for a week or longer afterwards. The situation in Venezuela, while dominating headlines, is too recent to show any measurable impact on what people are paying at the gas pump. Gas Buddy officials say it would likely take years to see a meaningful increase in oil output there. Gas prices remain seasonally lower, however, oil prices are inching higher.
And the U.S. Senate is expected to take up a resolution that would limit the president's authority in Venezuela. Wisconsin's two U.S. senators are mixed. Democrat Tammy Baldwin was one of 52 yes votes. She's a co-sponsor. Republican Ron Johnson voted no and says the capture of Nicolas Maduro was, quote, "undeniably good," end quote. Five other Republicans joined Democrats in approving it last week. If it clears the Senate, it's unlikely to pass in the House. For years now, the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa and environmental advocates have been pushing back against the relocation of a Canadian oil pipeline. Maddie Schaefer has the latest from the Northwoods.
Enbridge wants to reroute its Line 5 pipeline around the band's reservation in northern Wisconsin. The Army Corps signed off on the permit in October. The Bad River Band is represented by Earth Justice, a nonprofit environmental advocacy group, which filed a federal lawsuit last month. The lawsuit claims the Corps failed to follow federal environmental laws in issuing the permit. Gussie Lord is managing attorney for Earth Justice's Tribal Partnerships Program and lead attorney for the case.
The concern is about, you know, the threat to the band's watershed, to the Lake Superior watershed. The reroute would cross, I think, 185 waterways, streams, and rivers, and it would impact over 100 acres of wetlands.
Lord adds that the wetlands and waterways affected are critical to the band's hunting, fishing, and wild rice practices, and to the health of the Lake Superior watershed. The reroute comes after a separate legal battle. In 2013, several easements allowing Line 5 to cross the band's land expired. The band chose not to renew those easements, largely because of Enbridge's history of oil spills. The band itself filed a federal lawsuit against Enbridge in 2019, claiming the company was operating the pipeline without valid easements. In 2023, a federal judge ruled Enbridge was trespassing and ordered the company to shut down or remove that segment of the pipeline by June 2026. That decision is now under appeal. Earth Justice also represents the band in a separate lawsuit against the state filed last year, which challenges permits the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources issued for the reroute. The case is still pending.
That's Maddie Schaefer. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Badgers win at the buzzer. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's basketball, Wisconsin over Minnesota, 78-75 in Minneapolis. The Badgers' John Blackwell with a three-point shot at the buzzer for the win.
I just went to my go-to move, Hezzy three. And honestly, it looked good when it came off the hands. And I held it up and then, you know, give Glad all the glory for letting me go in.
Up next, the Badgers host Rutgers Saturday at 1 o'clock. Marquette losing on the road to St. John's, 92-68. The Bucks blown out at home, 139-106 by the Timberwolves.
You know, no excuses. We just didn't have it. We were flat. I thought our guys tried at the beginning of the third quarter to fight back a little bit. But when you dig yourself that big of a hole, every basket, every turnover, anything hurts. So I actually probably should have pulled the plug earlier because I just thought we were flat. I didn't think we had anything tonight.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Scattered morning flurries, breezy and partly sunny today, steady temps in the low 20s. A partly cloudy sky for tonight, a low of 5 to 10 degrees above zero. Snow ahead for Thursday and Friday. The wind will pick up and colder temperatures will move into the area.
That's your Madison News Roundup from WMDX. Find more news anytime at WMDXradio.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.